The Millionaire Next Door, The Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy, author Thomas J. Stanley and Williams D. Danko. Meet the Millionaire Next Door. As a matter of fact, our trust officer friends spend significantly more on his suit than the typical American millionaires. Our friend also drives a current model imported luxury car. Most millionaires are not driving this year's model. Only a minority drive a foreign motor vehicle. An even smaller minority drive foreign luxury cars. Our trust officer leases, while only a minority of millionaires ever lease their motor vehicle. Big hat, no cattle. We first heard this expression from a 35-year-old Texan. He owned a very successful business that rebuilt large diesel engines, but he drove a 10-year-old car and wore jeans and a buckskin shirt. He lived in a modest house in a lower middle-class area. His neighbors were postal clerks, firemen, and mechanics. After he substantiated his financial success with actual numbers, this Texan told us, "When my British partners first met me, they thought I was one of our truck drivers. They looked all over my office, looked at everyone but me. Then the senior guy of the group said, 'Oh, we forgot, we're in Texas. I don't own big hats, but I have a lot of cattle.'" How wealthy should you be? A person's income and age are strong determinants of how much that person should be worth. In other words, the higher one's income is, the higher one's net worth is expected to be, assuming one is working and not retired. Similarly, the longer one is generating income, the more likely one will accumulate more and more wealth. So higher income people who are older should have accumulated more wealth than lower income producers who are younger. How to determine if you're wealthy? From years of surveying various high income or high net worth people, we have developed several multivariate based wealth equations. A simple rule of thumb, however, is more than adequate in computing one's expected net worth. Multiply your age times your realized pre-tax annual household income from all sources except inheritances. Divide by 10. This, less any inherited wealth, is what your net worth should be. Given your age and income, how does your net worth match up? Where do you stand along the wealth continuum? If you are in the top quartile for wealth accumulation, you're a PAW, or prodigious accumulator of wealth. If you are in the bottom quartile, you are a UAW, or under-accumulator of wealth. Are you a PAW, a UAW, or just an AAW? An average accumulator of wealth. Frugal, frugal, frugal. The first time, we interviewed a group of people worth at least $10 million. We were contracted to study the wealthy by a large international trust company. Our client wanted us to study the needs of high net worth individuals. We rented a posh penthouse on Manhattan's fashionable east side. We also hired two gourmet food designers. To accompany this, the designer suggested a case of high-quality 1970 Bordeaux, plus a case of a wonderful 1973 Cabernet Sauvignon. We enthusiastically awaited the arrival of our decamillionaire respondents. During the subsequent two-hour interview, the nine decamillionaire respondents shifted constantly in their chairs. Occasionally, they glanced at the buffet, but not one touched a pâté or drank our vintage wines. The lifestyle of the typical American millionaire. Is a show about the typical American millionaire one the mass TV audience would enjoy? We doubt it. Why not? The camera zooms in on the typical millionaire household of Mr. Johnny Lucas. Johnny, 57, is the owner of a small janitorial contracting firm that has thrived in the last few years. All of his workers now wear nicely tailored uniforms, including hats that bear his company's logo. To his neighbors, Johnny and his family appear to be nondescript, middle-class folks, but Johnny has a net worth of over $2 million. In fact, in terms of wealth, Johnny's household is ranked in the top 10% of all the households in his nice neighborhood. Nationwide, his household is in the top 2%. How will the TV audience respond to the description of Johnny's wealth and the images of Johnny on the screen? First, viewers will be confused, because Johnny does not look like the millionaire most people envision. Second, they may be uncomfortable. Johnny's traditional family values and his lifestyle of hard work, discipline, sacrifice, thrift, and sound investment habits might threaten the audience's way of life. Will I ever be able to retire? Even more revealing are the interviews we hold with the widows of UAWs. "My husband always said, not to worry about money. I'll always be here," he said. "Can you help me? What should I do?" This is not a fun situation. How can well-educated, high-income people be so naive about money? Because being a well-educated, high-income earner does not automatically translate into financial independence. It takes planning and sacrificing. Millionaires tend to think this way. You aren't what you drive. Mr. W.W. Allen is a self-made multimillionaire. During his marriage life, he has owned only full-sized General Motors sedans. He'll tell you that he never burdened himself with status hides or products of any kind. Mr. Allen's businesses, as well as his household, are highly efficient operations. Mr. Allen is what we call a per PAW. On the other hand, many people who never achieve financial independence have a much different set of beliefs. Ask them why they work so hard and why they selected the careers they did, and their answers would be much different from Mr. Allen's. There are UAWs, and UAWs work to spend, not to achieve or become financially independent. No wonder in most of the cases we have examined, PAWs love working, while a large proportion of UAWs work because they need to support their conspicuous consumption habit. Who are the affluent? Most of the affluent in America are business owners, including self-employed professionals. 20% of the affluent households in America are headed by retirees. Of the remaining 80%, more than two-thirds are headed by self-employed owners of a business. In America, fewer than 1 in 5 households, or about 18%, are headed by a self-employed business owner or professional. But these self-employed people are 4 times more likely to be millionaires than those who work for others. What types of businesses do millionaires own? You can't predict if someone is a millionaire by the type of business he's in. After 20 years of studying millionaires across a wide spectrum of industries, we have concluded that the character of the business owner is more important in predicting his level of wealth than the classification of his business. Yes, you are more likely to become affluent if you're self-employed. But what some of these reporters don't tell you is that most business owners will never come close to becoming wealthy. And even if your business is highly productive, you may never become wealthy. Why? Because even if you earn big profits, you may spend even bigger amounts on non-business related consumer goods and services. But what if you're frugal and a conscientious investor, and you own business that is profitable? You're likely to become weary. It is easier to earn high profits in some industries than others. But again, we caution readers not to oversimplify our findings and suggestions. Too often people want a sound bite, answers to the question of how to become wealthy in America.